It's interesting how the prayer before meals has taken on somewhat of a revered status in our faith. You know, I've known to see funeral dinners that are held up indefinitely until I arrive to say the prayer. Not that someone else couldn't. I've been at houses where parents have given a stern look to their children who reached for food while I was sitting across from the table. We hadn't prayed. It's almost as if the prayer before meals is an 11th commandment. Thou shalt not touch thy food until thou hast given blessing. It is good to pray before meals. I do. And I think that you should. But there are other things, really far more important things, where we could ask, do we pray before we do them? And in fact, Jesus gives us an example of that today in our gospel, where he is preparing to begin his public ministry. After 30 years of what we assume was a peaceful life, the time has come for something very important. And so what does he do first? He prays. And I have thought of three different events, if you will, that warrant prayer before we do something so important. Before we make an important decision, before we start something new, and before we say something that might not be well received. And I would venture to say that if you are preparing to do something that falls in one of these three categories, you're making an important decision, you're starting something new, or you're getting ready to say something that might not be well received, it is important that you pray before you proceed. First, why is it essential to pray before making an important decision? Well, simply because you want to make sure that you make the right decision. Where do I go to school next year? Should I apply for the seminary? Should I quit my job? Should I ask her to marry me? If you're not praying before you make an important decision, then you're either leaving it up to yourself or leaving it up to chance. And the more important your decision is, the greater this effort should be. We're not talking about a couple minutes. Well, Lord, what do you think I should do? No, that may be sufficient for the next two categories. But if I'm preparing to make an important decision, then my prayer should be proportionate. We're talking about a fast of some kind. Or maybe the whole family gathered around the table praying. Maybe a novena or a holy hour. I remember the prayer and fasting that we did here at the cathedral before we committed to the Perpetual Adoration Chapel. If you're preparing to make an important decision, you first need to pray. The second category would be if you're getting ready to start something new. Now, in this case, we're not talking about making the decision. The decision's already made. This refers to the point at which you're ready to start something. Maybe you're nervous or downright scared. You want it to go well. Well, before Jesus began his public ministry, he prayed. Not that he was going to mess it up, but it was a new time in his life. So whether we're talking about your first day at school, starting a new job, or going on a date with someone for the first time, how simple but important would that prayer be? It could be as simple as saying, Lord, even though I don't know anybody here, help me to remember that you're here. Or, Lord, help me to be myself in this new adventure. Or, Lord, thank you for even giving me this opportunity to start something new. Or another idea, ask the Blessed Mother or your favorite saint to pray for you while you start this new thing. And the third category that should always have prayer before it happens is if I'm preparing to say something that might not be well received. Let's say you're preparing to confront someone about a problem, intervening with an addiction, accusing someone of committing a crime or breaking a rule. Let's say you're the bearer of bad news, telling your daughter that her grandfather has died. Whatever it might be, if I'm going to share something with someone and they may not want to hear it, then that probably means that I should pray before I tell them. You know, praying before we eat is a good thing. I'm proud to do that, even if I'm in groups who don't know a formal prayer. But if we pray before we eat, then how much more important would it be that we pray before we make an important decision, that we pray before we start something new, and that we pray before saying something that might not be well received. If we do that, then we can be more confident that as we do those things, that we are not doing them alone.